Hello again, you're listening to the news at one. So the warm weather is set to continue for several days yet, with temperatures expected to go above 30 degrees Celsius in parts of the Midlands today. Met Éireann has issued a yellow high temperature warning for Ireland from today until 9 o'clock on Friday morning, with an orange warning for Cavan, Monaghan, South Leitrim, Roscommon, Longford and Westmeath that comes into effect at 2 p.m. this afternoon and will be in place also until 9 on Friday morning. Temperatures at night are expected to be around 20 degrees. The HSE, meanwhile, is advising that heat stress, heat exhaustion and heat stroke are potentially serious health risks for people during the heat wave. We'll be talking about that to a Drogheda-based GP in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's talk to the head of forecasting at Met Éireann, Evelyn Cusack. Evelyn, a very good afternoon to you and thanks for taking time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
So what are you saying about what's in prospect over the next number of days?
So we're in heatwave conditions now, which is five consecutive days with maximum temperatures 5 degrees above the average. So we're well into that. We've had new July records over the weekend for some of our stations. And we're expecting this extreme heat to continue, obviously, through today, tonight, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and into Friday. Now, it's not going to suddenly get cold on Friday, but it's going to get less hot, if you like. It's going to be very warm on Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday and Tuesday of next week. So that's why we've changed our advisory, which we issued on Saturday, to a yellow level warning for the entire for all of Ireland, really with emphasis on the nighttime temperatures. I mean, we've had temperature warnings before, but this is the first time we've issued an orange temperature warning, and that's really for nighttime temperatures. In 2018, we had a heatwave and obviously drought conditions, if you cast your mind back to that, after Hurricane Ophelia and the beast from the east during spring of 2018, and that was followed by hot conditions there. But it's really the nighttime in terms of the impact and the effects on our citizens and on people who might be vulnerable, you know, and young children, etc.
So because then of these high nighttime temperatures, there's a cumulative effect here, is there? It doesn't cool down at night, the heat is retained.
That's right, Brian, and you can ask the doctor about that, but really this is what is so exceptional about this. The WMO, the World Meteorological Organization, defines a tropical night as one that air temperatures don't drop below 20 degrees Celsius. So we've been close to that, and we do expect that in place, and that's just why we've put the orange warning isn't for data for the maximum temperatures. It could reach 30 almost anywhere, or 31. Indeed, at the moment in parts of Mayo, the temperature is already 27 degrees Celsius. So it's more for the very warm, humid conditions. I mean, at midnight, Brian, let's say it reaches its maximum temperature at 5 o'clock, which is quite late. At 7 o'clock, the temperature is still up to 27 or 28 degrees. At midnight tonight and midnight tomorrow night, the temperatures, particularly away from the East Coast, will still be 25 or 26 degrees. So a very warm and very humid for the next number of nights.
So you said, I think the record for July is 32.3 degrees. Is that right in Roscommon?
Yes.
But that's only as recently as 2006. So it illustrates that these extreme weather events are coming much more frequently.
Well, if you're talking about global warming and global heating, yes, definitely, it's unequivocal. I mean, we only have recently the extreme heat wave in western and northwestern Canada, and linked as well that really dreadful flooding and heavy rain to affect southeastern parts of Belgium and western Germany, where there were about over 300 millimetres of rain within a 24-hour period. So these extremes in weather are, I'm afraid, a very real and immediate symptom of global warming.
So you're forecasting now, or these warnings have been issued out to Friday, Evelyn. Beyond that, at this stage, what are your expectations? It's not, you say, suddenly going to get colder again.
Yeah. Well, it's going to stay warm, which I suppose is good for the holidaymakers and the children. But hopefully we are going to lose this extreme heat. But just before we finish, Brian, while it is dry and sunny, this high heat and humidity may spark some some thunderstorm activity. Now, it's an outside chance today for the North Midlands, perhaps more of a chance tomorrow. We'll obviously give warnings closer. So my big advice is obviously download the Metairn app for the radar. So if it's very dangerous if you're out on a boat and a thunderstorm develops, and the same, you know, at beaches and that. Lightning, obviously, I don't want to be scaremongering here, but, you know, this is a possibility tomorrow through the North Midlands and parts of the West. And even if we don't get really heavy rain, which could cause surface flooding, there could be a thing called dry lightning, which, you know, is a slight danger in wooded regions, you know, causing fires or whatever. So, you know, while everyone enjoys fine weather, we are in a rather extreme situation now with some possible dangers over the next few days.
All right, well, we'll take that warning on board, Evelyn. Thank you for that. Evelyn Cusack at Metairn. We're just staying with how we should all be dealing with this extreme weather over the next number of days. Dr. Amy Morgan is a GP based in Drogheda. Amy, we've had this warning from the HSE of the dangers of heat stress and heat exhaustion, and advising people how, particularly those who are vulnerable, the elderly, perhaps young children as well, those who have some long-term illness perhaps that they're contending with. What are you saying to your patients, and more broadly about how people should be dealing with this?
That's right, Brian. Yeah, thanks for having me on. So I suppose, yeah, we're dealing with really high temperatures at the moment. And while it's obviously, just to echo Evelyn's point of, you know, not wanting to scaremonger people, I mean, this is good weather. We want people to enjoy the sun safely. Mm. It's really important that they do know what to look out for in terms of, I suppose, preventing the likes of heat stroke, heat exhaustion, and then the other things that will occur, I suppose, you know, with sun exposure, such as sunburn. And we would particularly be focusing on the elderly and the young, because as you said, they are the most vulnerable cohorts, particularly young babies, so those under 6 months. You know, really, they shouldn't be exposed to direct sunlight if at all possible. And we know that the sun, and particularly it's really the concern with is the UV radiation, and that's what causes sunburn, which can lead, you know, obviously down the track down to development of skin cancers. That's at its highest between the hours of 11 and 3. So if at all possible, babies under the age of 12 months, and particularly under 6 months, really need to be kept in the shade, if at all possible. Because, you know, you often get asked, what's the best sun cream I can use for my baby? And the answer is none, really. You know, obviously, in kids, we're talking about an SPF of 50 and higher. But really, when it comes to babies, they're smaller, they're at higher risk of dehydration. And, you know, it's just important that we minimise the risk, particularly in that age group. And then, like you said, in the elderly as well, those who may be more prone to dehydration. Again, the same things, following what we call the Sun Smart Code, which you can access on the HSE website. And that really is just about giving the basics about how to protect yourself from the direct intense effects of the heat at the moment. So that would be seeking shade. If you are out and about, making sure you're wearing appropriate sun protection cream or lotion, that you're staying hydrated, and that, you know, coming back to kind of what Evelyn said about, you know, the weather index, checking the UV index. So obviously it's high temperatures at the moment, the UV index is quite high, it's 3 and above, so really that is telling us that we all need to take measures to protect ourselves.
And any particular advice for coping with what Evelyn Cusack there was saying could be very high, relatively high nighttime temperatures?
Yeah, so I think the thing would be just to make sure that you are keeping hydrated during the day, that you're keeping your house or wherever you're living well ventilated. So I suppose if the outside temperature is lower, that you're creating a kind of draft through the house using natural ventilation. So keeping, you know, windows and doors open, you know, trying to keep rooms cool, and obviously then, you know, dressing appropriately for the heat as well, particularly in the young, you know. So obviously making sure that the room that a particularly young child would be sleeping in is not too high, and adjusting their clothing as according to the temperature in the room as well, just to make sure that they don't overheat. And then knowing what the signs of overheating are, you know, so I suppose that what are the symptoms of heat stroke and exhaustion? So, you know, feeling confused, you know, clammy, feeling disorientated, you know, so if you have any of these symptoms, you know, obviously prevention is better, but contact your GP.
Yeah, well, we'll all hope to enjoy the good weather over the next few days, but also take sensible precautions to protect ourselves as well. Thanks to Dr. Amy Morgan and earlier to Evelyn Cusack.